shall come, and they have. They have. I want you to look in the Bible tonight, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. And the question is, tonight, amen, what do you see? Amen. Do you see these truths tonight that many are blinded by and do not see? For God hath hid it from the wise and prudent and revealed it unto babes. It seemed good in the sight of God to do that. A lot of people don't believe that, but brother, he does as he pleases. He don't have a committee and ask them what to do. Amen. If he had not done what he done for us, we wouldn't see it. You got to see it tonight, brother. And listen, I'm not talking about, faith to see something to believe, but I'm talking about the revelation of truth, that the Lord reveals these things to us. And you've got to see what the Bible said, he that seeth the Son and believeth on him has sent me. He talked about seeing. Amen. There's something a man sees. Brother Bach talked about seeing the grace of God. I talked about Barnabas seeing the grace of God. A man's got to see us the grace of God. There's too much law preaching in this day to save people. And the law was not given for a saved man. It was given for an unrighteous man. A man wouldn't know what sin is had not God said what it is. Amen. He said, thou shalt not covet. We know that that's a sin to covet. But brethren, I'm glad, thank God, listen to me. Moses was a, thank God, God's man in the Old Testament, but he gave that to the house of Israel. He gave that to the children of Israel. Even though it came over in the New Testament where Jesus said the law came by Moses. Well, God gave it to Moses. Amen. And Moses gave it to them people, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. For the law, what could not save, amen. The law wasn't given to save, amen. Salvation's not in the law. You can't keep the law. Everybody's broke the law of God. Amen. That's right. He doesn't listen. Look at verse. Let me get there. Praise God. In Hebrews chapter number 10. Notice what he said here in the scripture in Hebrews 10. Verse 9. He said, then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. Why did he come? He come to do the will of God in Hebrews 10 and 9. And said this, he taketh away the first. Amen. That he may establish the second. And so he took away the first. Amen. The old. Amen. We got a new testament. We got a new way, a new and living way. It's a consecrated way. It's not a written law. It's the law of God in our heart. It's the law of love in our heart. It's the liberty of God in our heart. That's the way it is. Amen. And I say this, the law, amen. Our conscience was a law to ourselves as a Gentile people. I was thinking and reading about Matthew 10, and Jesus said, don't go to the Gentile people. He said, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Why did Paul say in Romans 1, for the Jew first and also to the Greek? And a lot of these writings, and I know all the Bible's for us, but not all of it is already always directly to us. That means that, brethren, we're not going back and bringing up sacrificial lambs and going back, listen, the ceremonies and all them things. How the dietary laws and all them laws that they were given, brethren, that's what give to us. Amen. It's not give to us. If you want to do that, that's fine. But that's no righteousness in it. There's no righteousness. Amen. In what you wear or what you eat. Amen. It's not food and drink. It's not meat and drink. It's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Listen to me tonight. He, the Father, amen, is pleased with the Son tonight. That's the only way that you get to the Father is through the Son. It's not me. It's not you. I frustrate not the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, then Christ died in vain. And so if we believe this, amen, that a man saved by grace through faith, and that not of yourself, it is the gift of God. And brethren, that's exactly anybody saved that way. Amen. That's just a biblical truth, friend. And that's an experimental truth because the faith, amen. You said, what's a man going to do to be saved? He's going to have to believe, amen. That's right, brother, and it's already been done. He said it's finished. Amen. He's going to have to believe, thank God, in Christ. Listen, thank God, them that lived in the day he walked on earth, they visibly seen, amen, the Messiah before their eyes. But he had to reveal himself. The woman at the well said, I know when Messiah comes, he'll restore in us all things. And he said, I that speak unto you am he. He revealed who he was. It's got to be that, thank God. If you don't see who he is, thank God, you'll never look to him for salvation. Amen. That's where it's at. Thank God. It's believing, friend. You can't do nothing but that. And God gives you the faith to believe. It comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And God brings that saving faith into your heart. Thank God. And that's how you live after you're saved. You live by faith. What faith? The faith he gave you. Amen. That's the faith you live by. You don't have no faith. Amen. Oh, you have little faith. Amen. They didn't get, thank God, trust of the faith that was in them. Amen. That they had seen and heard. Thank God. But brother, I'm telling you, on the Resurrection day, thank God, when the Holy Ghost came 10 days later, thank God, my friend, and filled them with the Holy Ghost. Thank God, friend, they didn't wobble much. Amen. They stayed right with that faith, even though there was times of unbelief. Amen. They had the faith of Christ. Thank God that they lived by and had power in it. Amen. They trusted him and walked in him and believed him. Thank God, why he established him. Ain't got a new covenant. Hey, brother, through the Son of God. Amen. That brings faith to us. And faith, praise God's what the victory is. Amen. That's where it's at tonight. Thank God, believe in him. You're not going to go nowhere if you don't believe him. Amen. He said, oh, you have little faith because they didn't believe in the storm. In the storm, he told them one place, you don't have no, he said, you don't have no faith. Amen. You don't have no faith. That was an exercising of what he, amen, he had done. They had some faith. Amen. They had to have some faith, amen, to leave their job. Amen. And go after him and follow him. But in their life and in the times they went through troubles, many a time they didn't believe him. Amen. To take care of them. And many a times we're like that. Amen. We believe everything else. We try everything else. Amen. What would he say to us? Would he say, you got a little faith? Amen. He said, if you got the faith of the grain of a mustard seed, amen. He said, you could remove, thank God, you could speak to that mountain, amen, and say, be removed into the sea. Amen. If you just got a this and just a little bit, amen. I'm telling you tonight, I said this a long time ago, amen. He's looking for somebody, amen, that's got faith and love in their heart for him. Why did he say, David was a master of God's own heart? Hey, God, do my will. Amen. People want to bring out Bathsheba. But brother, listen. Amen. There's a lot of people. Amen. Listen, in the Bible, God had to be real about. But he told the truth. He said, that man's after my own heart. Why? Amen. It wasn't because he was perfect. It's because he loved God and had faith. Amen. They trusted God. If God can see in my heart tonight, ain't God some faith. Amen. And brother, see some love and see some worship. And they might not be the full house, but that's a little bit. Ain't God, I'm telling you, he can do many things. Amen. If he can find some faith, ain't God in my heart tonight. And no, thank God, my motive's right with him. Amen. Amen. That's right. A lot of people think you got to be perfect for God to do anything. If that's the way, brother, we ain't going to see much done. It ain't our perfection, it's his perfection. Amen. It's him. Amen. There's a lot of do's and don'ts preaching. Amen. All that are produced is flesh stuff. Amen. Say, don't do this or do this. And you'll go do it for 2 or 3 days and then you ain't going to do it. Amen. It's got to be God working that in you. Amen. We ought to put an effort to what he says. But it's still God doing it. It's the grace of God in us. And listen, Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. He said his labor was in grace. Oh, what a good verse over over there. Amen. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Amen. Verse number 10. It's a good one. He says what he said. I think that's right. 15. Amen. Or maybe 2 Corinthians 12. Let me check this thing out. 1 Corinthians 15, 10. Paul said this. Amen. He's talking about, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Amen. 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 He didn't put no boast. Amen. In him. He said, put no confidence in the flesh. Amen. There's none in it. Amen. Nothing about it. The heart's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? There's nothing good about me. Amen. There, Paul said, I thought about it today. Why is I mowing grass? He said, brethren, he said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. That means in my old nature, in my, ain't God in my, in height, ain't a good thing. Amen. That's what he said, in my flesh. He said, I want to do right, but evil's present with me. I have a struggle back and forth. Amen. I know, brethren, when we're out to do right, there'll always be an opposite pulling us the other way. I don't know, listen, if Paul had that, why wouldn't we? Amen. We do have it. I'm telling you tonight, you say, where's the victory at? I've been wrestling all day with temptation in my mind. I face it day by day. Some days harder than others. Amen. Some days I fail. Where's the victory at? I'm going to tell you where the victory's at if you can live in it. Ain't God, therefore, if any man be in Christ, there's no condemnation. Ain't God the victory. Therefore, praise God. Being in Christ, that's where it's at. It's a position tonight, amen, that we can claim in him and know tonight, thank God, it'll never be, amen, in just your practice. It'll only be in his position and who we in. And the only victory tonight is him. And by faith, we believe him. Amen. Listen, thank God tonight, friend. That's why, thank God, he took away sin. Thank God, by the sacrifice of himself once. It's not the sacrifice of an animal. It's the sacrifice of the Lamb of God that took away sin. Amen. He took every sin away. Amen. Listen tonight. Sin is an enemy tonight. But brethren, listen. The blood's greater than sin tonight. Amen. Grace of God's greater than sin. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. It always is greater. The grace of God. Paul said this. He said here, notice. He said in that verse 10. He said that by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain. Brethren, you might not believe this tonight, but don't fall out with me. Believe what you believe. But the grace of God's not give to nobody that don't believe. It's the grace of God's give to them that do believe. Amen. Listen, he don't listen. Grace is never in vain. It's always for his people. Amen. That's right. He has mercy on everybody. But brother, we know the favor of God. We know the goodness of God. We know the presence of God. We know the help of God. Amen. Listen, he said it's grace. Thank God he gave. It's not in vain. It's not empty. It's real to my soul tonight. Amen. Thank God that's right. Notice what he said. He said here, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. He said that was the grace of God. Amen. In the ministry of what God called me in, it's the grace of God that's with me that calls me to minister and do his will. Amen. But listen, Paul got the revelation, amen, of this New Testament doctrine. Amen. He was an apostle to the Gentiles. Amen. That's why he said Peter went to the circumcision and Paul went to the uncircumcision. And there was always a conflict between them two because still met Judaism and some of them old belief, friend. They still tried to hang on to it. Well, you read Romans 14 and they're still wrestling over meat and wine and days. And listen, that's why he said, listen, it ain't about that. It's about righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost of God. It ain't about all them other things, friend. Oh, I wish to God had opened my eyes to some things. Amen. When eyes are growing in this thing. But brother, this just don't come like that. It comes in a piecemeal and it
becomes in a progression, and it becomes that God shows you this thing tonight, that it's all through and by him and for him. Amen. And it's not the outward man, because it perisheth, but the inward man is renewed day by day. But God manifests himself, thank God, through the outward man, but a spiritual work on the inside. Amen. Listen, thank God, the light in the house, praise God, is on the inside. Amen. And the light we have is on the inside that shines on the outside. And therefore, praise God, they see us. Amen. That many shall see it. Amen. Because they glorify God that way. But a man don't know, brother. Listen, thank God, when a man does it to be seen of men and not to do it for the glory of God. Amen. The light is not going to shine, because God only shines to a vessel that's motives right and pure and wants to glorify God and don't think about it. Amen. A lot of people think, what can I do? Amen. Before man, that I might show them something. But that ain't the way it works. It works, praise God, God doing it when he weakens you and brings you low. Amen. That you don't have nothing to do with it, but just present yourself. Amen. And let him work in you and through you. And in some of the lowest moments of your life, thank God, that's when the light shines the brightest. Amen. Well, it ain't going to shine if you go out and say, well, I'm going to let my light shine. I'm going to carry my Bible. Well, it's a good thing, but if you carry it for somebody to see it, it ain't going to do nothing. Can I give you this tonight? We have this treasure in earthen vessels. God ain't going to use nothing but you. That's what he's going to use. That's what he's going to use. If you give somebody a Bible, it's you giving it, the vessel of God giving it to somebody. But he's going to use what you say. He's going to use your testimony. He's going to use your heart. He's going to use what your, thank God, what your desire is to help somebody. Yes, sir. Amen. He don't have no substitutes for that. He ain't got but one body on earth, and you're it. And that's it. And that's all he's going to work through. He's not working through. Amen. Listen. Thank God. He's not working through ministries. He's working through ministers. Amen. That's right. It ain't my ministry. I'm the minister of the gospel. Amen. Thank God. When I go back to the house, friend, I'm as same as I am here as far as a minister of the gospel. Amen. This ain't a setup show. This is not, hey, come and see me tonight. And there's so much showmanship and so much, my friend, so many, thank God, things today that's going on in the name of God, that it's set up like it's a show, or somebody's putting on a program. It's not like that. It's a man fulfilling the will of God for his life. A woman, if she testifies and lives for God. Amen. It's not, listen, these people say, this is my ministry. I didn't know but one ministry, and that's the ministry of the gospel. Amen. The ministry of the reconciliation of the gospel. Thank God, which we are ambassadors of his. Amen. But listen, it's in a vessel, Brother John. Amen. You the vessel tonight. Hey, thank God, it ain't about your ministry. It's about you being a minister. Christ said, I didn't come, thank God, listen, to be minister to. I come to minister. Thank God. That's right. It was in him to minister. It's in you to minister. That's the way it is tonight. That's the way it is, brother. Listen, thank God, religion's gotten so big. Amen. Everybody's got their ministry, got their titles. Amen. Listen, got their platforms. They ain't no better than the Republicans and Democrats. That's all they are, religious, political people. When they got to show themselves all the time, they're politicians. I'm not a politician. I'm not producing, I'm not promoting me. I'll tell you right now, praise God, I love every one of you. If you told me tonight, we tired of you, I'd say, well, I love you. Thank God for the years I had. I'll go somewhere else. Amen. That's just the way it is. I'm not saying, oh, would you please vote for me? God have mercy. I don't understand some of these churches. They vote on the preacher every year. If God plants a man somewhere under God, can't he keep him there until he's through with him? Amen. That's right. There's a time to start and there's a time to finish. Amen. But listen, I ain't trying to get somebody's vote tonight. Thank God, and try to put my name in the light so that everybody will see who I am. That don't mean nothing. If he don't know who I am, it ain't no good anyhow. Amen. I ain't in that thing. Amen. I ain't in that. Brother, I don't have to have a title. I'm a child of God by faith. That good is saved. Amen. Listen, thank God. I'm a preacher of the gospel because he called me. That's it, brethren. I don't have to have doctor on my name, reverend on my name. Amen. I tell you, bishop. Amen. Somebody said, you the bishop. I said, well, I guess as good as any title if you want to put it there. Amen. But somebody said that. Thank God, that brother, old brother Logan. Amen. He said, what do you say, Joe? It didn't bother me. That's my name. Amen. Thank God, I believe y'all respect one another, brother and sister. I don't know of any better title you can have as brother. Amen. Jesus said he wasn't ashamed to call. That's the only name I can identify with you every time. It's brother. You're my brother, Brother Todd. You're my brother, Brother Keith. Amen. Listen, you're my sister tonight. That's how I identify with the family. I'm not above you. I'm with you tonight. God have mercy on this stuff. We've gone a long way, haven't we? Amen. You are the church tonight. You're the church, Brother Joe. You're the church. Amen. Well, it's more than that, praise God. Amen. It's more than that. Thank God, it's more than two fingers on a hand. Amen. Amen. That's his church. You say, where is his church? Well, right here's his church. And there's a whole lot of other places his church is. Amen. That's right. And it ain't based on being in the building, it's based on being in the body. Amen. We are his building in his body. Amen. That's right. If I'm not here, if I go to another meeting, amen, and we meet, we're with that body of believers. We're in the body. It don't sever. It's no schisms in it. It's no divisions in it. That's what, listen, the first early church, they had all things in common. They walked together, prayed together, loved together. That's because, listen, when he came, hear me, when Jesus came to establish and set up the church, it was built off him and built off unity and love. And that's the way he made it. It's about loving one another. Religion comes in and says, now these is the rules. You got to be, you got to have to be a part of this. And Jesus said, no, you got to be born again. Amen. And listen, and the way to be in it, thank God, is to be saved. And amen. And identify with them. Amen. Through baptism. Amen. Listen, it ain't a bunch of rules to be in the church. If it was, nobody could even be in it. Amen. He's already fulfilled the law. Yes, sir. He cried, it's finished on Calvary. He ain't going to have to do nothing else. Right. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Yes. You know what? I thank God for the Lord's day. It was a good day all day. The brothers preached good. Everybody did. I mean, singing was good. Everything went well, and I bless the Lord for it. Amen. But you know what? I thank God for, amen, they had liberty to say what God had on their heart. And I'm going to tell you what, listen to me. When you agree with the truth, no matter who's spitting it out, God's going to get in with it. Yes, sir. Amen. It might not be your favorite preacher, but if you got favorites, then you got some Corinthian blood in you, because I'm a Paul and I'm a Apollos and I'm a Cephas. Yeah, right. Amen. And they had as many gifts as any church. They was blessed highly by God with the gifts that God's talking to them about, that they had more carnality in it than anybody else. Amen. Listen, God still blessed them. And amen. They questioned Paul's apostleship all through the book. I mean, in 2 Corinthians 13, he's telling them, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Because they kept examining his apostleship, he said, you're the seal of it. You're the seal of my apostleship. Amen. Are you not the seal of it? You're the ones that heard the word about through the preached word and believed. Thank God, that's the seal of it. Amen. It ain't about how many people you have. Thank God, it's what the Holy Ghost does in somebody's heart. Amen. What's the seal of a man? I mean, Caldwell said it right. He said two things identify an apostle of the Lord. Number one, he's seen the Lord. Number two, his converts remain. That's what he said in 1 Corinthians 9. Have I not power to do that, to lead a wife? Am I not power to take, amen? Ain't God them that preach the gospel, live by the gospel? Ain't God don't my friend, ain't God hold back corn from the ox and treading it out? Amen. He said all them things. He said, well, listen, I'm not charged. I've lived my life. I'm not charging you for the gospel. Amen. Hey, listen, it ain't for sale anyhow. Ain't God a man that puts a price on the gospel. He's a hireling. Because I'm telling you what, the gospel ain't built. Ain't God on a pocketbook. It's built on the Lord Jesus. And he knows how to take care. The reason we ain't seeing miracles in the day, we've already figured out what to do instead of having to trust him for it. Amen. That's where it's at today. Amen. That's where churches are. We know what we're going to do when we get here most of the time. That's what people's got set in their mind. We ain't got no, amen, the Holy Ghost of God overflowing your soul, praise God. See the power of God fall, amen. It ain't about, listen, God uses money. He don't need it, but he uses it. He don't need my money. God ain't looking at me when I put something in a plate and say, that's just a universal law, Brother Todd. What plants is coming up? That's just something he set up. Amen. Listen, ain't God, you know, Jesus, the only time he ever, amen, even mentioned anything about them people giving was that little old widow that come and put them two mites in the plate and that's all she had. Amen. And he said, she gave more than every one of you. But you wouldn't have seen that because you didn't know how much she had. If you'd have been standing at treasury and you saw them guys, them men coming in, thank God, amen, in all them religious attire and throwing big money in the plate, you'd have said, buddy, them people, they helping us now. And then you see that little old woman coming up, probably clothes, not the best. And here she come up there and took them two mites and put an offering plate. And if we were standing there, we'd say, man, that's kind of a weak offering. She gave everything she had. That's where it's at. Listen to me. If he gets you, he'll get what he wants you to give. That's the whole thing. If he gets you, listen, it ain't going to bother you one bit, thank God, to give. It ain't going to bother you. And I ain't just talking about putting them here. I'm just talking about that's the way of living. That's the way of life. That's just the way it works, friend. You know why God blesses Westside Church? I'll tell you why, friend, because we ain't just holding it all. We're trying to give some out. Amen. Thank God to people that have a need, people that thank God have a need. The only way you ever get anything, thank God, is give it. Amen. That little lad didn't hold back his two fish and five loaves. He gave it and fed a multitude. Amen. That's the way God blesses a church. Amen. We ain't trying to stock a bank up. Thank God, we're trying to give. Amen. That God might use it. Amen. Yes, sir. That's right. We in the banking business. Listen, this ain't got happening. I know this only. I mean, I really, you know, it ain't gonna be no application made to it much. But the early church didn't take money down to a bank. What they give is what they said. We need an offering today for this. We need you to sell what you have and bring it here and give it to us so we can distribute to people that need it. That's the way they did. They give a gift to the poor. Then people took it to the poor. They took it to the churches that needed help. Hey, Paul, the Philippians sent him, thank God, according to his necessity, time and time again. Amen. They didn't, thank God, stock it up in some Jerusalem First Bank, amen, and have 100,000 in there. Amen. And I'm not saying that's a sin. That's up to that church. But listen, thank God, if it's not used, it ain't going to bring nothing to it. You know what? I thought about this, and I don't know how to get out of some selfishness that's in us all, and I've got some myself. I think about all that junk I got. I mean, Brother Todd, he asked about how many shoes. Somebody said, how many pair of shoes? Brother Shanks talking about pair. Brother, listen, I ain't even a woman, praise God. I'm a man, and I probably have at least 12 pair in my closet. My grandma had probably 50 pair. And she had a pair she wore with every dress and every suit she had. Yes. Some people just like shoes. I like shoes. I mean, I'm not addicted to it, but if they wear good, I like them. I got some I need to give away. If y'all wear my size, come talk to me. It's 11s. I got some Converse I want to give away. Amen. Because I'm over Converse now. I got white, black, burgundy and navy blue, if anybody wants a pair.
Listen. I ain't got no red. I give him away. Amen. And I did give him to a state fan, brother. Amen. I give him to a state fan. Give him to brother Kevin Musson when his house burned down. I took him out here and got some suits, and I had them red Converse. I said, here, I know you pull for state. Wear these. Amen. Don't wear them with your suit, though. Amen. That's right. But listen, I mean, I got all kind of shirts. My wife, ain't no telling. My wife would testify this. My shirts is upstairs. These kind of shirts, white shirts, blue shirt. I ain't no doubt, brother. Listen, I've got 50. I probably got 50 shirts like these. Probably about 15 of them need to go to the Goodwill or somebody else. You say, would you give them the bad ones if they wanted them, I reckon. Amen. Somebody said, why wouldn't you give them the good ones? I said, well, I'm willing. Amen. That's something, ain't it? It's the way we are. We're built that way. And I think about this, all this stuff I've got. You wouldn't believe all. I'm a pack rat. That's just the way I is. I don't throw nothing away. And listen, all that stuff, and something happened to me, she's got to find somewhere to put it, all the junk. And you know what? I got probably, shoot, ain't no telling the pair of pants I got. You know what I'm saying is, nothing ever's going to advance nothing if it ain't used or put in somebody else's hand. All the not, listen, I'm going to get on this spiritual rank and then I'm going to go ahead and quit. All the knowledge and understanding you've got in your mind and in your heart, if you don't give it out, what good is it? Besides, you can enjoy eating it yourself. My grandma used to cook a big pot of pinto beans, son. Amen. Thank God that ketchup relish. Amen. Thank God big old biscuits. Thank God we'd go up there and she just didn't sit down with a pot herself, Brother Todd. She said, Joy, you and your family come. Amen. Mom and daddy come. Amen. Other people come. She couldn't eat it all. It was in her pot though, brother. Thank God she dished it out. She said, eat all you can. Amen. Why don't we give something out? We got it in us. Thank God we got the truth in us. Amen. Listen, we need to give it out. What good is it if we ain't giving it out? I have to talk to somebody sometime when this overflows. Somebody asked me a question the other day and I was just sitting on that. And I mean, I give it to them. Amen. I give them the truth, son. I mean, I talk 15 minutes over there at Gildan. I mean, I talk 15 minutes. And buddy, they enjoyed it. They said, that helped me. Because it was in me, it was flowing. I mean, it just flowed out of me. The truth of God. Sometimes somebody calls and we get on the phone and talk about the Bible and just, I got to get it out. Amen. And sometimes I'm just a listener. I ain't going to say a whole lot. Amen. But somewhere you're going to have to, if it's going to go anywhere, you got to give it out. And that's the way he set it up. It's in earthen vessels. The new Jesus gave himself. By him giving himself, this is what we have. None of us would be here tonight if he hadn't given himself. Not unless we just gotten a religion like them Jews had. They say, well, these are the rules here. You come on in, sign a paper and join it up. Ain't nothing in that. But what Jesus did, he gave himself that he might give out salvation. Yes, sir. He could do that because he gave himself for that. I'm just telling you tonight, friend. He can use you tonight. He can use you. He can use what you got. Amen. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And that man leaped and jumped up and got strength in his ankle bones and leaped and ran into the temple. Amen, Brother Todd. And they said, that's that man. He's 40 years old or more out there begging. Brother, there's enough dynamite in this place and the dynamite's power. There's enough in here, thank God, could blow the whole county up. Amen, if we got it out. Amen. See, here's what people don't understand. We don't know what God's going to do. It might be somebody tomorrow at school. The Holy Ghost touched you to testify to. And it touched your heart. And they bring somebody back and want you to tell them that. And it could get in the whole school, one person. It could get in the whole school, get in the whole workplace. It can get wherever you at. God ain't limited. But it ain't going nowhere until we get it out. Seed in a hand ain't going to bring nothing out of the ground. You got to sow it. And that's the way it is in the New Testament church. That's how you believed. That lady back there and that gentleman back there, their parents was in a Baptist church. Now, I don't know about your grandparents. I don't know nothing about them, but I'll say this. Praise God, it's reached down about four generations. That's the way it goes. That's the way it works. Amen. Most of the time it's going to work like that. It works through people in homes, mom and daddies, grandparents. My grandpa got saved. My daddy got saved. I got saved. I passed it on to my children. Passed it on to my grandchildren. Amen. That little old Kate. I took Cole with me one day down there. I preached down at that Christian school. I'll tell you this and I'm through. I got to quit. And he ain't never heard me preach much. You know what I mean? What I'm saying? He heard me preach some. So I got wound up preaching. And he's sitting over there rambling around on the pew. And he's down there. I mean, he's up preaching. I mean, I'm letting her rip, you know, for about 15, 20 minutes. And he just in the middle of the service says, Papa, he said, I won't go to Mama. I didn't know none of them people. I was a boy over there. I knew a few of them. I said, hey, buddy, take him over there. But it don't take about 15 minutes. Sow some seed. How do you know what's sowed in him from that 15, 20 minutes? You don't know that. Huh? You don't. I remember as a child going to hear my grandpa Hyatt preach. I don't remember him going many times, but I remember as a child one time. I sat on this side. He was on that side preaching, and he was weeping, Brother Shank, weeping and raising his hand. I don't remember nothing he said. But I remember this about that church. They was all crying. They was all weeping. When he wept, they all wept. I never heard the man pray in a circle with holding hands that he didn't weep. Just that one time of prayer, one time of preaching affected me. And I think today we've got what it takes, but we're not applying it to the place of getting it out. We got a great New Testament church in Jesus Christ foundation. Amen. It's great because of him, not because of me. He put me in it, thank God, to be a testimony of the grace of God. Amen. And that's where we all affect people. Amen. And what we do and what we say to them. Thank the Lord for it. Amen. I appreciate you. Thank you for coming tonight. Brother Keith, pray for us.